Hello, I am hosting today. I am Laura, and I'm here with my awesome 8-year-old
Oliver, and with our person doing work for Spanish.
Hey,
Dylan,
our third amigo. No. So, for today's episode, I thought it would be fun to do some table topics. So Oliver has no idea
what they're gonna be,
what subjects, what they're gonna be, what the topics are, and I am going to give him a topic at random.
We'll just talk while we think about it.
Yeah, okay. He's just gonna give me his thoughts, his reactions, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna say, like, if you say breakfast in the morning, it's like the two things I'm gonna cook is
best,
like,
meal of the day.
Cereal and toast. Like, those are the easiest things to cook.
So you think you're ready for it?
Yep.
Just for our listeners' knowledge, have I told you any of the topics I'm going to give you?
No.
So you're coming in
blind. Yes, he has. This is scripted.
It's not.
We just,
at all. The only script.
We just thought about it like 2 days ago.
The only script is survive. Ready?
Yes.
Go. All right, so we're coming in blind, but you're coming in hot, right?
Okay.
All right, first topic, dogs wearing costumes.
Cute and ugly at the same
what
time.
What I think would be so funny is that dog that chased Dylan on the bike was wearing a little Santa costume and had a little beard. I was like, ruff, ruff, Santa's coming.
I mean, it already has.
I better watch you. Cause you ain't going by my lawn.
It already had
going
a
sack
of flesh, like, hanging that looked like a beard, because it was a fat dog.
Yeah. All it needs,
shove dog treats down its throat. Like,
all it needs eat. All it needs to have is like a sweatshirt that says, "I'm fat." Like, I'm fat but fast. Like,
so you're not
big boy in the house. Woos.
So fan of the costumes overall or not?
Just like if they're fun.
So if they're ironic.
Yeah.
Okay. It depends on the costume.
Okay.
Fair enough. All right.
Next
topic.
Okay.
Hamburgers.
Delicious.
Burger King, that's your first thought.
Delicious. The with first thing I think of
Burger King cheese.
Delicious and Burger King. And that's pretty much it.
And Cruisers. It's like,
oh,
so,
Cruisers.
Like Cruisers.
The only thing good at Cruisers
King,
is their bread and
mushrooms. Like,
those are delicious.
And the Loop. Those are like the best burgers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is the worst burgers I've ever eaten?
What?
The Forest Restaurant at Legoland.
Yeah, those weren't too. I'm pretty sure those were fake meat.
They were.
All right, I got a new topic.
Topic?
Absolutely. What topic you got?
Okay, let's go.
Topic. Cats acting like dogs.
Go.
Abby.
Fair enough.
We legit, me and my mom, we were just passing a football. Then she just ran to each side with, like, no brakes. She is, like, and she's now looking for a lizard. Her nickname is Killer because she ate a lizard. And pooped on our rug, and we could see the outline of a lizard.
It was pretty foul.
Yeah.
Pretty foul. All
okay,
right.
Next
topic.
Yep.
I mean, she's a sweet cat, though.
But she's crazy.
She just hates lizards.
And she's crazy.
It's all because of that Naked Nature documentary she watched with us with the mountain lions. And
oh.
It showed the hunting scene. I think that's why.
The Disney Earth, or what was it?
Because she was like a kitten, so it was imprinting. She's probably like... Because she was like, she was like 2 months old, so she's probably a hunting cat now and forever.
Okay.
I think you're onto something.
Next one.
All right, home care cuts during COVID.
Depends on
what day,
but like, if you're in a divorce, like the other parents are like, did you get a haircut? The barbershops are closed. How did you? And then you say, I got it at home. Like, that's how then they're like, well, it sure looks like you did.
Well. It's better than turning into a Yeti.
Well, I'd rather turn into a Yeti. Like
come
I
back
bet,
to school, Miss Barr.
I bet if I was a teenager during this, I'd have, like, a lumberjack
now, if you're a full-grown man, you'd be like, lumberjack. You'd have to get an axe and start chopping down that tree. And be like,
I know.
All right,
then the tree fall down and swipe off my shirt.
Did you know that if you're a lumberjack, you have to love pancakes, you have to have a beard, and you have to have a plaid ski?
You have to.
You have to have
the plaid jacket, the plaid ski cap, and the jeans and the boots. That's, you have to wear that.
You're gonna have to get that if you want to go to Oregon. Just like the two guys on Lego Masters.
Mark and Boone.
Mark and Boone, yeah. I like the name Boone. I like it.
Mark is also good.
Mark is good. That was what I was going to be named if I was a boy.
Mark.
That's what Mimi and Grandpa were going to name me if I was a boy.
What would you, what were you going to name me if I was a girl?
If you were a girl?
Yeah.
We liked, Olivia. No, you were going to be Olivia if you were a girl. You were going to be Olivia Grace.
Your separate alternative was John, just so you know.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
And yours was, if you were a girl, I liked Asher.
Well, it's both better than that.
Isn't Asher only a reindeer name?
It's actually Hebrew.
Ooh. And I like the name. It sounds like,
those names that you can use. Santa Claus team.
You know how there are some
names. You guys are on
a
Santa kick today.
You can give a name to like a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the names that sounds like
it. Yes,
like
it is.
Jackson, you can give to a boy and a girl.
I mean, except when it's a girl, you more shorten it to Jackie.
Jack, yeah.
Jack.
All right, next topic. Like,
speaking of Jack,
I need to give it.
Slow tear.
I need to give the next topic.
Okay.
So, for the next topic, girls that look like they're boys.
I say you do you, boo.
We name girls that look like boys.
Oh, I don't think that's helpful.
Abby.
Yeah, Abby.
I don't think that's helpful. Because it's really just a matter of opinion.
Yeah, but the real thing is
Andy Mack.
Andy Mack. She looks like a boy from day one. Have you seen the Andy Mack previews?
All right, let's have topics that are speaking words of life. We can definitely have opinions, but we don't want to be... We don't want to be hurtful. Oh, look. Speaking of hurtful, Abby is on the hunt. Name. Stop it. I'm not cleaning up another rug.
No.
Abby, no ma'am.
She already ate it.
Let the lizard go. All right, next topic.
Abby's licking her lips. I think she ate some of it.
Play-Doh. What are your thoughts?
Play-Doh.
The funniest thing I've ever seen, so I was on a walk my dog.
What's cool?
I went around the corner and I... There's you know those things that like the big things that like do air condition, but I mean the oil thing that puts it under the ground, that thing.
Like a propane tank.
Yeah, it was huge.
Kind of orangey red.
And it was by a turn like two ways. And there was just sitting on it a Play-Doh can. There was just a Play-Doh can.
Red. Orange.
There was just a Play-Doh can on it, and Owen just said, Play-Doh. It was like, if this was it, a Play-Doh can was like here.
Interesting. All right, so we've done our topics. I feel like...
Now it's time for random trivia questions.
Okay, so first thing...
Mom is the host today, though.
No, I'm the host. I'm hosting now. She was hosting the table topics.
All right, what's your segment?
Now
I was trying to do a segment.
Now we are.
I was gonna be in.
Well,
now
can do
we
a third
are going to.
Your
now we're going to do slices. Shing. Okay. So what's your slice?
Ode to relevant.
Yes.
All right. The slice I bring to the table is I am still shocked and dismayed that the president. Whether he was speaking sarcastically or not, suggested that we
inject Lysol into our bodies.
Drink or ingest Lysol as a means for curing COVID. I am desperate to get out of this pandemic paradise.
But that's just stupid.
But I would like to have my intestines intact, and I would like to avoid, given the shortage of toilet paper, spending any more time going to the bathroom than needed.
Emma.
That's my slice. What about you?
Okay, my slice.
Like nobody is wearing shoes. I just noticed this.
In my slice,
they wear
my
clothes and jewelry, but they don't wear shoes.
No tienen zapatos. So they don't have shoes.
Two nights ago.
This blasted.
Two nights ago, when I was sleeping on the floor, Abby came up to me.
By choice. I'd like to put that out there. By choice.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
No one made you sleep on the floor.
What do you mean?
I slept
He's bringing a slice.
So, two nights ago, I slept on the floor. And, like, at, like, what, 12 p.m., Abby just came up. Mm-hmm. And went on my chest, and I was like, I mean, she like, and she was holding a lizard in her mouth, like, and then she dropped it.
And did it start running around?
Yes, on my face.
Really?
Yeah, and then, you know, it was really funny.
Is that a lie?
She actually jumped on top of Elf's cage.
Oh, that she does all the time. All right. Abby, it's time for our next section called Pandemic Pets. I think it's important to remember that humans are not the only people going through this pandemic, but our four-legged friends are too. So I think from time to time, it's important to, you know, give an update on our menage since we have quite a lot.
Five pets.
So, Oliver, why don't you give...
Plus that fat dog, plus Missy across the street.
That's true.
Plus Jake.
Plus the ambulance cat.
That's true. And then we have the two German or Australian shepherds next door.
And we have those lizards.
And then we have the Doge and then a mini kidder. Then a mini corgi.
We're exploding with life. Yeah. We're like Dr. Doolittle. So
except we can't speak to him.
Why don't you give the pandemic pet update? How are your pets doing?
I'm
saying the first.
Pets are just doing fine in the pandemic. They actually like it better because more people, because their owners are with them. Mm-hmm. Miss P,
they get more.
She's
snuggles.
Loving it. She's mm-hmm. getting more walks,
aka Phoebe.
More snuggles, and also with the pets, mm-hmm. they are loving it. Puff is loving it. He's getting food anytime he wants it.
And for anyone who doesn't know, what kind of animal is Puff?
He is a British Rex guinea pig.
Okay, and then what other pet is in your charge?
The crazy cat Abby.
Truly,
I'm like...
How's Abby like in pandemic?
She's like thinking it's a paradise.
We need to interview her. Abby, how are you enjoying the pandemic? She says it's wonderful.
So with Abby, it's Abby, like... You just toss them all in the air. She goes after it. She doesn't care if something hits her head.
Oh, you want to go?
She will just run after it wherever it goes. She is like the ultimate tag to anything. Like nothing can stop her.
All right, and what about...
She will always get what she wants.
What about Leonard and Otto? How are they doing?
All I can say, last thing about Abby, if she had opposable thumbs and the lighter...
She'd take over a nation. And she'd take over a nation.
Our house or the neighborhood. You never know.
Maybe the whole state.
But anyway, the ferrets are doing well. Leonard, they've been getting lots of walks.
That's true. You want a sight, come on down to Poinciana, and you've got ferrets on leashes. You've got crazy cat Abby playing football. Liam is, you know, just living his best life.
He's like Batman. He hides in the shadows, and he only is seen when he wants to be seen.
That's true.
All right,
well.
Except in the Lego Batman movie where the orphan keeps, like, giving away his cover.
True. Very true. Speaking of Lego Batman, it's time for our last segment today, What to Watch. So this is the segment where we will be sharing a recommendation.
It's not our last segment. It's got to be at least 30 minutes.
I think we're good for our first...
20 minutes.
I think we're good.
No, 20 minutes at least.
Well.
At least 20 minutes.
We can always add on some music.
We'll see. Let's focus. Besides, let's not argue in front of the masses. So, it was a joke, because there's hopefully an audience of more than just you. You know what I'm saying? Awesome. So what would you recommend? What would you suggest watching?
Lego Masters?
What is Lego Masters?
It's a show where they build these giant Legos, have competitions. There's lots of drama somehow. And it's very funny. There are guest appearances. And on the show, as... The two judges is the creator of Lego Friends and the creator of the Lego City sets.
So very experienced builders.
Yes. One of the most famous builders.
And should people be interested in watching, but they've never seen it before, where can they find this show?
on Hulu, you do need to have a membership to do it. But to be honest, it's been around for a bit, so I'm sure you could find full episodes on YouTube.
And what network does it come on?
Fox. Yeah, it comes on Fox. When again?
I don't know, because we watch it on Hulu.
Yeah.
So we see it the next day.
It comes on Fox. We don't really know, but...
It's awesome. It's fun for adults. It's fun for kids. You can build Legos while you watch. It's pretty interactive. It's awesome. All right. Well, as much as Oliver will be dismayed, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for today. So stay safe. Go wash your hands. And do something nice for somebody else.
Bye.
Bye.